Okay, so hopefully you guys got to at least go through the Gemaras. And it seems that the Gemara does quite an extensive, exhaustive job discussing the various Mumarim, Mumar Levo Kochavim, Mumar Le Shabbos, Mumar Le Davar Echad, Mumar Le Tiavon, all these different types of Mumarim. But the one Mumar doesn't discuss, it's completely left off, was Mumar Le Hachas. The Gemara doesn't mention Mumar Le Hachas. So, but the Rishonim discuss Mumar L'Hachas, and that's going to be today's discussion about the Psula Mumar L'Hachas. So the Rashi and Daf Gimel and Beis you already saw, I assume, he points out that L'Hachas, Afilu, Nimtse, Sakina Yafe, Lo, we don't rely on a Mumar L'Hachas, we can't trust him, because the Muad L'Navel B'Kavana B'Yadayim. We understand that a Mumar L'Hachas, he's there L'Hachas, he has anger, he Dafka wants to do things incorrectly. So since he's Mu'ar L'Nabil B'Chavana, since he intentionally is going to make a Nevela, make a Pasal Shechita, we can't trust him, we can't rely on him. Tosos, on the bottom there, says that the Shechita's Pasal, he's talking about the Shechita's of Kutim, and the Shechita's of Odos Kochavim, and he says the reason why a Shechita's Goy is Pasal, as we've seen this already a couple weeks ago, Mizavach, the Pasuk says, Masha Tazoveach Ata Ochel, Kolomar also shu bar zvicha. Tosos of mechadish, you have to be a bar zvicha. You have to be a person who's bechlal the isurim of nevela, the mitzvahs of shchita. A guy is outside that, and therefore he's pasul to do a shchita. You need to be a bar zvuach, like we said, ukshartim. You have to be a person who's bar kshira to wear tefillin, to write tefillin. But if you're a guy, you're not bechlal the mitzvah. So a guy is not bechlal the mitzvah of zvicha. And he gives an example: lav puke ovid kochavim veochel nevelos lahakis. The Tosa says, in addition to a goy being excluded from a bar zvicha, he says also excludes an ochel nevelos lahachis, a mumar lahachis. So Rashi and Tosos have two machlokas in it. Number one, we spent a lot of time in the beginning of the summer, this whole idea of bar zvicha, where the bar zvicha is a concept. That's a concept that the Tosos made up. Why is a shchitas goy pasul? So Tosos says, because bar zvicha. The Gemara doesn't mention bar zvicha. That was a chiddush of Tosfos. So that's Chiddush 1 of Tosfos, that Bar Zvicha is actually a concept, you need to be a Bar Zvicha. Number 2 is he assumes that a Mumar L'Hachas is La Bar Zvicha, he's mamish like a goy. He's kegoy dami. Rashi, on the other hand, we don't find anywhere that Rashi says that this concept of Bar Zvicha doesn't exist. That was made up by Tosfos. He doesn't address it, it wasn't on his radar. So Rashi says there's no concept of Bar Zvicha, you don't need to have that as a criteria. And a ger is a goy, rather, is potter for another reason, possible for another reason. But also, Rashi seemingly does not hold that a mumar lahachis has a din of a goy. He doesn't mention that. So Rashi is simply a psul, it's a chashash. It's a chashash, there's going to be a pasul shchita. Tosis thinks it's a psul gavra. So the question becomes, again, we're going to ignore bar zvicha, we spend a lot of time. Our question is, what is the status of a mumar lahachis? Is a mumar lahachis a kegoy dami? And that's why it's pasul shchita, or it's not a guy, he's a yid. It just is a chashash, and he's going out of his way to dafka make a treif, a nevela. That's the question. Is it a chashash, or is it mamish a psul begavra, he's kegoy? So there are a number of nafkaminas here. So the Shach already points out, this is always a nafkamina, we've seen this in every application almost. What type of nevela? When the Mumar L'Hachas does a shchita, and we know it's not a good shchita, it's a nevela. Is it nevela deraisa, or is it nevela derabanan? And so the Shach in the Sifkatan Tezayin, this is on Simon Bey, Sifkatan Tezayin, the Shach writes that he quotes the Maharshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, that says he's mamish go'ovid kochavim, and the shchita is nevela medina. That means, what happens whenever we know there's a real nevela? There are two ramifications. At this point, we should know. What are the two ramifications for Nevela Deraisa, guys? Tuma? Can't eat it. And Malkos, right? Any Nevela you can't eat, whether Deraban, Deraisa. The differences are, is there going to be Tuma? Nevela Deraisa generates Tuma Deraisa. And number two is, if one eats it, is he going to get Malkos Deraisa? So the Yamshel Shlomo assumes is Mamish and Nevela Deraisa. Because a Mumar L'Hachas is Kegoy Dami, like Tosfos holds. But then he quotes the Bach. The Shach quotes the opinion of the Bach, who held that the shchita of a mumar lahachis is only an avela derabanan, which means there's no malchus deraisa, tamachus mardus, and also means that there's no tuma midiraisa. And seemingly the Bach would hold, like Rashi, that they're just a chashash. A mumar lahachis, rechoshish, is going to go out of his way, but it's not a vadai. It's a very likely it'll be a pasal shechita nevela, but it's not b'taras vada. It's not like a goy dummy. And therefore, since it's only b'taras safek, it's a nevela midirban. So that's the first nafkamina, whether it's a nevela deraisa or a nevela derban. The second nafkamina is found in the Ramah. The Ramah, this very same sif. It's, again, Simon Bey's Sifhe. The Ramah writes, who is in that category of being a Mumr Lahachis? So Mumr Lahachis is understood to be a person who goes out of the way, Dafka, to do an Isser, Dafka, to make someone else do an Isser. So the Ramah says, Mi she'eino choshesh b'shchita. Guy doesn't care about Shchita. This is the Ran that we're talking about, Yisrael. This is the Ran that the Ramah is talking about. He eats nevela without teyavon. He doesn't have a taiva for tray for nevela. He just is apathetic to it. He just doesn't care. It could be a tinok shenishba. Just mamish doesn't know anything. He's clueless. Afa pisha eino leose lahachis. Even though he doesn't do his lahachis, he doesn't do his, I'm eating this in the face of God. He's not doing it for that reason. He just doesn't know any better. He grew up in such a way that he didn't know. And many people like that. So even though he's not doing lahachis, the dino is kumumr lahachas. It's a din of a mumr lahachas. That's Ramar. He expands the definition of mumr lahachas, and the Ran actually goes against this. Ran says such a person who's not doing lahachas, but not doing leteavon, we'll call him apathetic. That guy is actually a leteavon. And we saw the dinim of a mumr leteavon, if you give him a good sakin, a good knife, we trust the shechita. But the Ramar paskins like the Rush, that such a person who is apathetic has a din of mumer lahachis, which would mean the shechita is possible, even with a good knife. So what's the machlokas of how to categorize such an individual who's neither lahachis or l'teavon? There's no category, the Gemara doesn't discuss it. How do you categorize him as a lahachis guy or is he a l'teavon guy? So the Taz explains there that according to Rashi, it's mumar linavel biadaim, and then there's a rush, it's like Tosfos, that he's kagoy. He says the reason is of the Ramah that the Ramah paskins like the rush and like Tosfos. That what? A person who's a mumar latiyah, rather mumar lahachis, that he doesn't care for shchita, he doesn't know the halachas of it, he's not a bar zvicha, zvicha's not on his radar at all. So that's the same exact thing of a person who's einu choshesh. Person doesn't care, he doesn't know to care. So that's their Ma thinks it's a Teshita of Tosa. A guy who's clueless is a din of a guy. But according to Rashi, it's a guy who dafka goes out of the way. Well, this guy's not going out of the way that the Ramah describes. He just doesn't know. He's apathetic. He'll do either thing. He's not trying to do something wrong. So according to Rashi, only if you're trying to do something wrong are you mumma lahachis. But according to Tosos, the guy who just doesn't know anything, no halacha, he's la bar zvichi, as a din of a guy. So these are two nafkaminas. So again, this machlokis between Tos and Rush is whether it's a full gavra, a mumar lahachis, is a din of a guy, or is just a chashash ba'alma. So it's interesting. Anyone get a chance to look at the Betek Abayis and the Mishmeres Abayis? The Tos Abayis is talking about some interesting cases. Yeah.
Just a question on the Ran. So if the Ran's like Rashi, why would he be considered? Why would we call him mumar lahachis if he just doesn't know better? Doesn't know any better.
No, that's not according. That's the other Ran thing. Such a person who doesn't know any better is mumar l'teavon. The question becomes, according to the Ramah, who the guy is not lahachis, yet we call lahachis. That's the question. Why would he call lahachis? I'm not bothered by that because whether you call l'teavon also, he's not l'teavon. It's a guy who's in the middle category. So no matter which way you push him towards, he's going to not be accurate. So either way, they're going to ask that question. So I'm not sure that's such a kasha. So now we have whether or not a mumar lahachis is a psul begavra, he's kagoy dami, or if he is, he's still yid, he's just a strong chashash, he's there to create nevelos. So there's a taras abayis, which is a very interesting taras abayis, and then the betek abayis, or the ra'ah, says this machlokis, in the Rishonim, sounds like a machlokis amarayim. I forgot to get it in front of me, but the Gemara in Hor Yosef, the Gemara of Odozara has a machlokis, between Ravina and who's the other one? I don't have them in front of me. Ravina and Rav Acha, was it? Ravina Rav Acha? They had a machlokas about how to categorize a mumar lahachis. This was machlokas. Do you call a mumar lahachis a mumar? Which is a yid. A yid's a mumar. He just doesn't follow particular halachas. Or is the psul gavra, is he called a tzaduki, apikores, and min, the different gersos, these categories. So Ravina holds that mumar l'hachis is a mumar, like a mumar l'tiavon. It's a, Rav Acha it is? Yeah. It's a mumar l'tiavon. And therefore, just a chashash ba'alma. But according to Rav Acha, he says, no, mumar l'hachis, he loses chaloshem yid. He's an apikores, he's a tzaduki, he's a min. And that's like shitas tosfos. That's what it sounds like. And it's not me. In fact, the Rajba in the Mishmeres Habayis seems to say that this machlokus of the Rishonim is really machlokus Amoraim. And we pass like Ravina. The Gemara says that when it's ever Ravina versus Rav Acha, we pass like Ravina. And since Ravina says a mumar lahachis is kemumar, which means he's a yid, but just a chashad there, we assume, like Shitas Rashi, that a mumar lahachis is a mumar, but he's not a guy. So we have this this machlokas Rishonim. Now the Beit HaGabayis is mechadesh that there really are two dinim here. He thinks there are two types of mumar lahachis. He says a stam mumar lahachis, the right there in the Beit HaGabayis, is like Ravina. He agrees that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Horyos is this discussion here. We pass like Ravina, a mumar lahachis is a mumar. But he says there's a second type of mumar lahachis. He doesn't really define it. Remember what he says? Anyone saw the Ra'ah in the Beit HaGabayis? What's the second type of mumar lahachis? No one saw this? A mumar lahachis is mamish. It doesn't say what mamish means. We know what mamish means. We don't know what it really means here. So a mumar lahachis tam, that's a mumar. He doesn't have a psul gavri. He's not a goy damir. But if he's a mumar lahachis a mamish, which means, again, you have to ask a Rav how to define mamish, depending on the circumstances, then he's going to be mufka from being a yid, then he'll be a guy. So at the end of the day, just to recap, before we go weiter, we have a machlokas where the mumar lahachis is kemumar dami, and there's just a chashash ba'alma like Rashi, or he's mamish kegoy like Tosfos, or maybe there are two types that the Ra'ah says. Mumar lahachis stam like Rashi, and there's a chashash, or mumar lahachis mamish, he's like a goy dummy, like Shitas Tosfos. And we saw a couple of nafkaminas. So now before we get involved with the Shitas Ramam, which is a little bit confusing, we want to discuss for a moment the inyan of a moser. A moser is a person who is moser, another yid to the government. We discussed this, I think, the first year, but I didn't elaborate on it. So let's understand for a moment a mumar lahachis. How does a mumar lahachis even get to the status of being a guy? How is that possible? He did something wrong. He did something very wrong. He did a lahachis. How does that make a person into a guy? So the question becomes, do a person's actions necessarily, are they indicative of what his thoughts are? Now, all of us here, we don't have to raise our hands, but we all have done things wrong. Now, because we've done things wrong, does that mean we lack faith and moon in Hashem? Certainly not. We trust in Hashem, we just have weaknesses. And even if, let's say, sometime in our life we did something lahachis. I'm not saying anyone has done that, but let's say a person did mumar lahachis. He did something wrong, just lahachis to his Rebbe, to Hashem. Does that mean he lacks emunah? No. I mean, I was just talking the other day with someone. Even people who are mamish off the derech, you have to show them the greatest love, certainly nowadays, because they still believe. I've spoken to people who say they don't believe. And one person once told me that he mamish doesn't believe in Hashem, his terrible life. I just want to go to a kibbutz in Israel and just stay there quiet. So why do you want to go to Israel? Why do you want to go to India or something like that? Then he admitted, well, he really does believe, but just has a hard time with whatever he's going through. So just because a person does mumar lahachis, he does something lahachis, doesn't mean he lacks emuna. So I think that's really at the core of the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. When a person does lahachis, does that really undermine his machshava, his hashkafa of Yiddishkeit or not? Tosfos thinks when a guy does something so bad, that's indicative that he mamish doesn't trust in Hashem and he's a guy. Rashi says, of course not. Doesn't mean he does bad things. People do bad things all the time. He did something really, really bad. Lahachis. But it doesn't mean he's not a yid anymore. So having that background, understanding mumar lahachis, whether it translates to a min, I think will help us understand the machlokas, understanding the shita of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Simon Bey's Sif Tesed, not on the Marmar Komos, the Ramah writes that a maser dino kemumar v'shchitaso psula. A maser, a person, again, who gives another Jew to the government, throws him in jail, whatever the case is, that guy has a din of a mumar, and a shchitas pasul, And then he quotes the Yesh Omrim, Yesh Machshin. Others say no. Masr is not didn't do anything with Tavon, didn't do anything with Hachas. He's a little bit warped. So when we say, according to the first Manda Amar of the Ramah, that Masr is Dino Kimumar, which Mumar are we referring to? We know we have Mumar L'Tiavon. A guy does things because he's a Taiva. Or he's a Mumar L'Hachas. So the Taz says he's a Dino Mumar L'Tiavon, which is not as serious. Which meant that if you give him a Sak and Yafa, we trust the Masr Shechita. But the Nekudas Kesef, anyone know who wrote the Nekudas Kesef? Under the Nekudas HaKetah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Shach. The Shach has his parish on the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Taz has his parish, and then the Nekudas HaKetah, the Shach has some responses to the Taz's points. His commentary directly in the Taz is called the Nekudas HaKetah. Turizav is the Taz, the Turizav, and he's the Nekudas HaKetah. So that's the Shach's parish. So there, it doesn't say this so much, but he seems to be indicating that it's a Mumur Lahachis. So is a Masur a Mumur Lahachis or a Mumur L'Tavon? So what would you guys say? Why would you ever categorize a Masur as a Mumur Lahachis? So if you understand that Mumur Lahachis means that a guy who simply did something so bad in a Vela, so he doesn't believe in Yiddishkeit anymore, doesn't believe in Hashem, then a Masur won't be in that same category. A Masur is typically a guy who's a Jew, just has a lot of clout in the government. He wasn't happy one guy did, so he told the king and got that guy arrested. But he still believes in Hashem. So if you understand Mumar L'Hachas to mean like a Tosfos, he's Mamish Kagoy Dami, then you can't say a Masur is a Mumar L'Hachas. But if you understand a Mumar L'Hachas is like Rashi, he's still a Yid. He just did something really bad. So then you can understand why a Masur would be a Mumar L'Hachas. So again, this machlokus of whether Mumar L'Hachas is kagoy or not kagoy dami will, I think, also explain whether a Masur is a Mumar L'Hachas or Mumar L'Tiavon. I'll say it again in the positive, one more time. According to Tosfos, Tosfos writes, a Mumar L'Hachas is kagoy. Why is he kagoy? I explained before, because since he did something so bad, he doesn't believe in Hashem. So it's a psul gavri, he's a goy now. A Masur, guy who's Moser someone over, didn't do anything against Hashem or Lahachis. He's not undermining his emunah b'Hashem, and therefore he won't be a Mumar Lahachis according to that understanding. He's not Kagoy Dami. But according to Rashi, who thinks the definition of Mumar Lahachis is a guy who did something really bad, his Maisa Aveira was so bad, he still believes in Hashem. Just did something really, really bad, Maisa Chamura. So then I can understand how a Masur also did a Maisa Chamura, and he can also be considered a Mumar L'Hachas. That's how I would explain it. Yeah, sorry, first.
Isn't it considered more like a Mumar L'Tiavon here? Because he has a benefit, that's why he's being Masur someone, not just Stan.
Well, Mumar L'Tiavon is when you have the option of doing something good or something bad, and then you go for the good thing.
There's no other benefit to doing the bad. If there is, like checking the knife, he's not going to go and find Bitoref to check the knife.
Correct. So this is the only option. It could be Mumar L'Tiavon, but you could still knock it up one level. That if that what he means is, even though he did it for L'Tiavon, he could also have done it L'Hachas. Let's say he had an option, another way to deal with it. Let's say he could have, but he dealt with it this way. That's Mumar L'Hachas. So we don't know what other options we're dealing with right now. But my point, I'm just saying, is if it's about his Hashkafa, about his Emun and Hashem, so that would perhaps connect to this. Yeah, Yisrael. No, I think Rashi's case of Mumar L'Hachas, it would extend itself. That's the example we're talking about now. But just because he's Mumar L'Hachas, we're not talking about a guy who's only Mumar L'Hachas L'Nevelos. The guy is Mumar L'Hachas anything.
No, but when you read that, can
you read Rashi? Sure. He says, Ava L'Hachas, Afil Nimtes, Sakini Yafa. What's Rashi reading? Sorry. Yeah, the one that quotes L'Hachas. A guy who ochel hachas, but that means he's, if he's lachas ochel nevelos, he's ochel, he's lachas anything else as well. No, he can be going ochel lachas, but I don't think it's excluding a guy who's lachas in some other area as well. A guy's lachas, a guy is a taiva. We can understand guys have taivas in different areas. So I have a taiva for money, I may not have a taiva for basar. Guys have a taiva for basar, they don't have a taiva for money necessarily. But when the guy is lahaches, why would a guy be lahaches dafka for shechita? That I'm in the face of Hashem. But in terms of tzitzis, I'll wear tzitzis. The guy who's lahaches, lachor is lahaches all over. He doesn't pick and choose what he's lahaches. Taiva, you can't control as much. But lahaches is undermining his belief in the Torah. Right? He wants to treat the Torah. That's what I think. I think your reading of Rashi is correct. But I don't think Rashi would... not. I don't think he'll limit it only to nevelos.
But why? Rashi is more than that. Because he dafkas...
But you, could you imagine a guy who's lahachis only in nevelos, but everything else he does very nice? Why dafke lahachis nevelos?
Nice, but like that's more pronounced. But my main question is a moser. Why is there a shashu being nadly then?
So if you're going to assume that he's going out of the way to do things lahachis to undermine the Torah, so he's going to go lahachis get that guy thrown into jail. Anyway, so that's my suggestion. Now, Rav Soloveitchik has a different suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik explains that he thinks that even a mumah lahachis, or rather, even a musr, is undermining emunah b'Hashem. Well, I assume there's no way. There's no way a musr, who's being moser another yid, he still believes in Hashem. So Rav Soloveitchik thinks no. A musr actually is undermining his hashkafah, his emunah in Hashem. Because since he's okes atmo miklal yisrael, since he's removing himself from this kehila, from klal yisrael, he's taking himself outside of the community, that's in essence a breakdown of the emunah of Hashem and the entire mesorah. And therefore a maser would have a din of a goy, even like Tosfos. And Tosfos assumes that a mumah lahachis is kegoy dami, he doesn't trust in Hashem. A maser also, since there's a breakdown in the Knesset Yisrael and the whole kehila, he would also be considered separate and considered a goy outside of outside of being a yid. Okay, let's now finish off with Shitas Rambam. Yeah.
There's no sign to say that Moser is an Issa Daraisa, more of a Malchus. It's different.
No, I don't think it'll be an Issa Daraisa. No. There's a discussion about Moser in the terms of Nezik, and there's a Gemara in Baba Kama and Gittin about the Nezik of a Moser. So there's no Din Daraisa of a Moser. Okay. Now let's go through the Shitas Rambam. Which is a few minutes, just mentioned, run through it very quickly. The Rambam, if you just look at Hilchos Gezeila and Hilchos Rotzeach, the Rambam gives you a certain impression of how we categorize Mumer Lahachis. Now what's really interesting is, just like the Gemara doesn't mention Mumer Lahachis, the Gabe Shchita, all other Mumarim are mentioned, but not Mumer Lahachis, the Rambam also doesn't mention Mumer Lahachis by Hilchos Shchita, which, leaves an open question. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gezeila, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. He says that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Afilu Baal Aveda is a Rasha, and the guy's Ochel Nevelas, you still have a mitzvah to return it to him. Aval Ochel Nevela Lahachis, Harehu Min, Vaminim Yisrael, Vapi Korsim, Ovde Ovodazara, Mechal Shabbos Bever Hesa, Osir Lahachsil and Aveda Kagoy. So Ramam categorizes Mumma Lahachis, Kigoy Dami, like Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam says the same din when it comes to in Hilchos Ratzeach. This is Perek Dalad Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes when it comes to helping people out, he says Haminim, which are Ovdei Avodah Zarah Yisrael, or Osei Averus Lahachis Afilu Achol Nevela Olav Shatnis Lahachis. We see Lahachnis. The Mumah Lahachis is not only Nevela; it's also Shatnis. Anything you want to do, Hareze Min. So these are two places where the Rambam says a mumah lahachis is a din of a min, which is the same din as a goy. Which would then tell us, what would you think about Hilchos Shechita? The Shechita of a mumah lahachis should be like a Shechita's goy, which would be Nevela deraisa, Tumo deraisa, Malkus deraisa. And that's what the Gra writes explicitly. The Gra writes on this simin in Shulchan Aruch, when talking about mumah lahachis, the Shulchan Aruch says that a mumah lahachis is a shchita is psula, and the Gra writes then tipkat the new gimel and pasuk harambam hilchos aveda hilchos ratzayach shehu min, and therefore the mumah lahachis shchita is a nevela deraisa. Now the problem is the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva differently. The Rambam writes, this is Perek Zayin, right? Gimel Zayin. So Rambam writes in Per Gimel Halacha Zayin, Chamisha Hei Nekra Minim. There are five types of Minim. a guy who doesn't trust in Hashem, who there's no leader in the world, that there are multiple gods, all different types of minim, who mamish undermine all of Yiddishkeit. That's a min. Then Halacha Tes, he says there are two types of mishumadim. Mishumadim is a mumar. They say they're the same words. And he says, what's a mumar? A mumar is a mumar lahachis. So we see that the Rambam says mumar lahachis is not like a min. So he paskins otherwise, that he doesn't have a din of a guy. So that's the stira. The Kesef Mishnah points this out. So how do you reconcile this stira? The Gra seems to ignore whatever he writes in Hilchos Tshuva. He doesn't suggest it. Make a suggestion. A suggestion for the Gra, I would say, is that really the Gra paskins that a mum al-hachiz is kimindami, and that's why the shechita of a mum is mamish psul. It's a psul deraisa. But maybe Hilchos Tshuva, you could say, and I'll derech drush here, that when it comes to tshuva, so mumar lahachis, we view him as not a guy. He still has hope. He still has an opportunity to do tshuva, and we don't want to put him in that category of being a guy. Even though in terms of halacha, if shchita and aveda and rotech, we say he's kagoy, we treat him that way. When it comes to hilchos tshuva, we want him to realize that there's still a way back, and we don't want to put him in that category of a mum. That would be one suggestion of how the gra would understand hilchos tshuva. I don't know if anyone says that. I don't know if it makes any sense, but just a suggestion. But then there's the Lecha Mishnah, and the Chazon Ish in a similar way say that how could you just ignore the Hilchos Tshuva of the Gra? How could the Gra say he is mamish kagoy, he's kamin? It's clear in Hilchos Tshuva that that's not the case. So the Lecha Mishnah says, Lecha Mishnah is in Hilchos Tshuva. He says that the word apikoros in minim is it's a tshuva, right? Yeah, it's here. No, it's not. Where is it? Yeah, Hilchos Tshuva. Why can't I find this Lecha Mishnah? Oh, here we go. He says the word apikoros in min is kind of just thrown around very loosely. And he asks like 15 questions here. And at the end of the day he says as follows. There are those who we call minim, even though apapi sheinim be'emes minim. El mipnei sheim mevim liminus. Because their path, their derech right now is leading towards minus and not bikorsis. We call them minim now, but they're not really yet there. It's al shem sofo in seems. Nidim al shem sofo, in other words. So what the Lecha Mishnah says and the Chazon Ish say are that really a mumar lahachis is not an apikoros and not a mum, and not a min rather. And we would trust his shechita. The shechita would be a good shechita against the gra. It would be a psul at worst, the derabanan psul. Everyone agrees that mum lahachis shechita is not a good shechita, but it wouldn't be a good shechita because a psul derabanan only. And when we say behilchas aved and hilchas rateach, that's just we're being machri. We don't want to help encourage them. We don't want to give them their life, their chi is back and their aved is back and things like that. But be'etzem, they really are not minim, and that's why in hilchas tshuva we don't call them minim. So the Lecha Mishnah is the complete opposite of the Gra. Again, the Gra says a mumar lahachis is mamish kamin, mamish kagoy. Ignore Hilchos Tshuva. The Lecha Mishnah says no, Hilchos Tshuva is the correct one. He's not a min. He's actually a kasher, except in Aveda and Rotzeach were machmir. And that's what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says, therefore, like the Lecha Mishnah, since we don't think a mumar lahachis is mamish kagoy dami, he's still a yid. He paskin the Hilchos Shechita in Machayim Rono so it's kasher. We would trust such a shechita if someone else were to watch over him. Okay, so we will stop here. Tomorrow, Rabbi Rubenstein is going to give a parsha shir. I'm not sure yet what we're doing Thursday. Maybe we'll do the Mumra Levo Dazara, Mumra Le Shabbos. We'll figure that out. And then we'll continue to go weiter.